Business. French business. Outside, in. France just might be growing more tolerant of disruptive outsiders.
The French do have a word for entrepreneur. Parche George Bush and more than 500,000 new businesses in 2013 to prove it. What they struggle to translate precisely is outsider. Patrick Drahi, a Moroccan-born Swiss resident Franco-Israeli billionaire who has just won a bitter takeover battle for SFR, a telecoms operator, happens to be both. It was a striking victory over the Bouygues family, a powerful industrial clan at the heart of the establishment, who were backed by a clutch of other well-connected family businesses, a state investment agency, a big union, and above all, by the industry minister Arnaud Montebourg. This is quite a feat in a country where disruptive newcomers have rarely been made welcome at the big business high table. Mr. Drahi attributes his win to the simple fact that his was a better project than Bouygues Telecom's, and logic prevailed. Others argue that the board of Vivendi, the media group that was selling SFR, is stiff with unusually independent-minded men whose backs were put up by the public pressure that the Bouygues family and their chums brought to bear. Even so, it is not implausible to see in it the beginnings of a sea change in French capitalism. The long-standing assumption that with the state's blessing, the destinies of entire industries should be overseen by a charmed circle of interconnected people from the Grande École and the Haute Bourgeoisie seems to be wearing thinner these days. One line in Mr. Drahi's CV implies he is part of that circle. He attended the elite École Polytechnique, but rather than continuing on the usual route via public service and politics to the top of a giant French corporation, the son of humble Moroccan teachers pursued a rather Anglo-Saxon career as a buyer, seller and stitcher together of cable and telecoms companies around the globe, alongside buyout firms. Not many such disruptive outsiders have risen to the very top, but there are a few. One is Xavier Niel, founder of Iliad Group, a mobile phone operator that has grown fast by drastically undercutting its rivals' prices. The co-owner these days of Le Monde, a newspaper, and partner of the daughter of Bernard Arnault, boss of LVMH, a luxury group, Mr. Niel is being clasped to the establishment's bosom. Another iconoclast is Jacques-Antoine Grandjean, the billionaire co-founder of an early online retail business, VentePrivé.com. More shaking up is on the cards. France's business climate is changing as its flagship companies go global. Some are now run by foreigners, for example Sanofi, a pharmaceuticals giant with a German chief executive, its first non-French boss. Others have shifted senior management overseas. Essilor, the world leader in corrective lenses, is mainly overseen from Texas these days. And foreign investors, with their Anglo-Saxon expectations of corporate governance, own around half the shares of the biggest firms, the CAC 40. There is another reason, too, why France is set to become more open to entrepreneurs, outsiders and disruptors. France's back is to the wall, economically, says Mr. Drahi. President Hollande has realised that only enterprises create jobs, and Manuel Valls, the new Prime Minister, is already pushing that line, he says. Just as François Mitterrand, elected president in 1981 on an intensely socialist platform, had to change tack to woo back business and save the economy, so François Hollande has begun to do the same. Among the 1980s returners from self-imposed exile in America was Mr. Arnault, a disruptive force in his day. Helped by the French state, he acquired the kernel of what was to become the world's largest luxury group.